Chapter 5. Then the righteous one, with great confidence, shall stand before the face of those who oppressed him, and those who make light of his labors. Seeing this, they shall be troubled with a terrible fear, and they shall be amazed at his unexpected salvation. They shall say among themselves, changing their mind, and groaning through a constrained spirit,
"This is the man whom we once held as a laughingstock, and as an illustration of mockery. We were the senseless ones. We accounted his lifetime as madness, and is passing away dishonored. See how he is numbered among the sons of God, and how his lot is with the holy ones. Yes, we have strayed from the way of truth, and the light of righteousness did not shine upon us, and the sun did not rise for us. We had our fill of the paths of lawlessness and of destruction, and we journeyed through impassable deserts. But the way of the Lord we did not know. What did our arrogance profit us? And what has wealth, along with its false pretension, afforded us? All of them passed like a shadow, and like a message which escapes unnoticed. Like a ship traversing the surging water, of which, when it has passed, no trace can be found, nor a pathway in the keel of its surges. Or, like a bird flying through the air, no evidence of its course is to be found. But the fluid current, lashed by its beating pinions, and cleft by the whizzing force of speeding wings, is traversed. And afterwards, no sign of its advance can be found in it. Or, as when a missile has been shot at a target, the parted air flows together again at once, so that no one perceives the pathway which it took. And even so, we, once born, abruptly came to nothing, and indeed held no sign of manliness to display. But we were entirely consumed in our evil.
Yes, the hope of impious men is like thistledown borne on a wind, and like a fine tempest-driven hoarfrost, and like a smoke dispersed by a wind, and like the passing memory of a nomad camping for a single day. But righteous men live even to the age, and their recompense is in the Lord, and the concern for them is with the Most High. So then, they shall receive the splendid kingdom and the beautiful diadem from the hand of the Lord, because he shall shelter them with his right hand and shield them with his arm. He shall take his zeal for his full suit of armor, and he shall turn the creation into weapons to ward off his enemies. He shall don righteousness for a breastplate, and shall wear
impartial judgment for a helmet. He shall take invincible sacredness for a round shield, but sharpen his sudden anger for a long sword. But the world shall join him to fight against the deranged. Well-aimed projectiles of lightning shall go forth, and they shall leap from the clouds to the target as from a well-drawn bow. And hailstones full of wrath shall be hurled as from a rock thrower. The water of the sea shall be indignant against them, but the streams shall relentlessly overflow. A powerful wind shall confront them, and like a tempest, it shall winnow them out. And lawlessness shall lay the whole earth waste, and the evil doing shall overturn thrones of masters.